Hello and a very warm welcome once again to What's on Solihull. This is the show that will talk you through all the fun things to do and see this week here in Solihull and the surrounding areas. And as always, there's lots going on. My name's Ian from What's on Solihull and I'm joined by Jeff O'Brien from Solihull Radio and Claire Bullivant of Solihull Observer. Say hello, guys.
Hello, everyone.
And of course, the most important thing is you guys listening. So do get in touch if you have any events that you'd like to include. We'd love to help you promote those. You can contact us at the Solihull Observer telephone number, which is 0121 270 2291. You can email us, you can find us at Facebook, What's on Solihull, or on Instagram or on Twitter, and we'd love to help you publicise your event, and who knows, maybe even get you into the studio and talk to you about your event as well. So what's going on this week, guys?
I tell you what was really good, Comic-Con at the NEC this weekend. I got to interview one of my amazing heroes, Mr. Stephen Burkhoff. And if you are looking around in our podcast, why don't you have a look at the interview with Stephen Burkhoff, because that was brilliant.
It's always a busy week, isn't it? There's loads going on. Mm-hmm. Are we going to start this week's What's On? Should we start? Thursday, the 6th of June. We've got a 50s, 60s and 70s music afternoon happening at High Bryce Studio. And that's the rear of the Aldi supermarket in Shirley. 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. And if you want more details, give them a call on 07934 155 378. And you just said, Ian, this is called after somebody whose name was...
Yeah, Brian Sharp. And that was his dance school, which he sold on to a guy called John Lake. And I'm wondering, actually, so Brian Sharp is like the oldest DJ in town, and vinyl, I can't remember what he's called himself now, but he plays all the old vinyl. And I'm thinking, maybe that's him DJing.
Maybe.
And going back to his home ground and doing that, which should be really good. He's a lovely guy.
I think
really
he's got nice tea guy. And coffee, and I think it's like a very casual get together of all sort of the old music. So
ticking
it sounds
my
good.
Boxes.
It's a fun.
Yeah, sounds great.
There.
Bob Wilson's Fun Fair at Tudor Grange Park, B91 3LU, on until Saturday, featuring rides suitable for all ages, candy floss, hot dogs, much more. This event is fun for all of the family.
Yeah, it sounds fun. So that starts on Thursday and finishes on Saturday.
That's right.
Brilliant. Who loves a fun fair? I certainly do. I'll be there. Moving on to Friday, the 7th of June. There's obviously the amazing farmers market on the High Street and Mill Lane, 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And seriously, guys, if you haven't been to this, do go along and support our local farmers. They've got so many amazing produce and it's all sourced from within a 30-mile radius of Solihull. So it really is pumping money back into our local economy, helping our farmers. And it's just a great farmers market. They've just got some incredible produce there. So if you want more details, have a look on the organizer's website, which is skets.co.uk, and skets is skets.co.uk.
lots of music going on. We've got the Kilkennys taking place at the Core Theatre. They're an Irish folk group. More details, of course, can be found from the website www.thecoretheatresolihull.co.uk.
I'm going to that, and to be honest, we've actually got some competition winners this week in the Solihull Observer who won tickets to go and see them, and I called the lady who won this morning and she cried. She was so excited. She
brilliant.
Cried. I think we need to get some more competitions on this podcast.
Perfect. Taking place in Solihull, we've got Dave J. He's doing a reggae night at the Mason's Arms at 9 o'clock. Their reggae night they did last week was really busy. It's probably one of the two busy places in town last Friday night, actually, so they did really well there. Ben Vickers, he's back at Isabella's for live acoustic music on Friday from 9 o'clock. Again, both of those events are free entry as well to pop along to. Walkabout, we've just 1, 2, 3 Fridays remaining at that venue before it shuts down. So if people want to kind of have any nostalgia or remind some of their memories of the last 5 years, it's been a walkabout. Kyle Sheriff will be on there between 10 and 4 o'clock. And finally, taking place in the Solihull, Slug and Lettuce Solihull has Andy Eames back behind the decks from 9 o'clock.
Right. Saturday the 8th of June.
You know a lot about this, Ian. This is one of your clients, I think, isn't it? It's for the Army, apparently. There's going to be the Armed Forces cadets, the Armed Forces weaponry, the various vehicles and the 4 paratroop regiment. They're all going to be there. If you're into Army stuff and our Armed Forces, do get yourself along there. It's going to be basically recruiting for our country.
Yeah, so it's basically Traffic's Road Management are looking to recruit some more staff, and they also do a lot of recruitment of people from the military or ex-military and those sort of likes as well. So they're looking to take on more staff, and they kind of wanted to make it accessible for everyone to come along and make it a bit more of an open family fun day as well. So mm-hmm. it wasn't a pressured environment. People can come along, find out about the different opportunities at Traffic's, and bring the family along.
The carnival is at Tudor Grange Park at 12 until 5 p.m. Celebrate the carnival with the Solihull Lions. And if you want to go and find out some more, it's solihulllionsclub.org.uk.
Also on Saturday, there's a wedding event happening at John Lewis. And if you haven't been to one of these events before when you're getting married, it's so useful because you meet lots of different suppliers, you can get lots of advice. On this one, they've got some champagne testing, so definitely worth a visit to that. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be a fashion show with bridesmaids dresses and wedding dresses, etc. And there's also going to be some travel companies there advising you on the perfect honeymoon. It's going to be a fantastic event. Whenever John Lewis put on these events, it's great. So if you want more details, contact Sarah Breen at John Lewis. It's sarah.breen@johnlewis.co.uk, and she can put you on the guest list and definitely go along.
Sarah's lovely as
well. I was literally just about to say the same. She's great, a lovely lady. Really
person,
helpful.
Yeah. Really good. Right, Ian Hall is at the Flute and Flagon from 9 o'clock, and Carl Sheriff is at the Slug and Lettuce also from 9 o'clock. So that's your Saturday lineup here.
I've also got another one.
Oh, who else?
I've just got another one come through, which I spotted earlier on, which I like the sound of this one. A Camber are having a music festival, a garden jam on Saturday. And they've got Musical Youth performing there as well. So Dennis and the guys.
That was my first favourite ever song, Pass the
Dutchie.
Great
song, wasn't it? Yeah, great song. It's an all-day event, so it opens at 12 o'clock midday, runs through till 11 o'clock. 10 different bands taking place and 5 stars of music. So Motown, soul, reggae, dance, pop.
Amazing.
That looks really good.
I'm going to meet Musical Youth.
Sunday the 9th of June, Music in the Park. D-Day special. Of course, Thursday of this week is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. At Elmden Park, B92-9EJ, 2 until 4.15, they commemorate the 75th anniversary of D-Day, featuring the Leicestershire Cooperative Band with popular wartime songs, marches, film scores, as well as other brass arrangements.
I love a wartime song.
So do I.
I love them all.
Yep.
Which was your favourite ones?
There'll always be in England. You can hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. Run, Rabbit, Run.
Pack up your troubles. Long Way to Tipperary. Yeah, that's my favourite. This sounds like a fantastic event. Mm. So that's on
Sunday the 9th of June at 2 p.m. Elmden Park. Live acoustic music with Ben Vickers at the Slug and Lettuce, and live acoustic music with Steve Linforth at the Mason's Arms, both starting around 6 o'clock if you want to do that on Sunday evening.
Brilliant. And then moving on to Tuesday, the 11th of June, we've got Sweet Charity happening at the Core Theatre by Queensbridge Musical Theatre Society. This is running until the 15th of June, so there's a few nights that you can go and see them perform there. And this is a wonderful musical. qmts.co.uk for all the information on that.
Moving on to Wednesday, the 12th of June, we've got The Good Life, which is the great songs of Tony Bennett, another legend. I love swing music and that, so I'd really enjoy that. And that's taking place at the Core Theatre. You can get more details by calling them on 0121 704 6962. Anything else happening that day?
There's an event that got sent in by the Octavian Drubers Orienteering Society, and they've got an event happening at Bruton Park on Wednesday, the 12th of June. And this is for people who like walking or jogging or running, and they'll teach you basically how to orienteer and navigate. And it's all part of their local club. If you want more details on it, go to octavian-drubers.org for all the information on that. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of Solihull Observer, listeners of Solihull Radio, and viewers on social media on What's on Solihull. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.